We can start now. I don't want to keep him waiting.
All right.
And I'm even going to tilt this way a little more toward the camera so everyone can see all that is this. Does the periscope crop me off enough so you can't see like my Hitchcock gut and you can
You're like from here.
Nice.
Like from neck down.
Oh.
From neck up.
I am a fat girl's MySpace picture.
Exactly. It's a perfect angle.
All right, everyone. It is Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio. Do I introduce you as Pete Maybe?
Pete Maybe.
Is that really the stage name we're going with?
Yeah, I think. I haven't decided yet.
All right, for today, you are here as Pete Maybe.
Yep, I'm buying the website.
The co-host. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. We're experimenting with Periscope as well.
We're doing a lot of experimenting today.
Yeah, we've had... Yeah, so much.
I'm going to do the show from John's lap.
That is true. He is going to fly me like a joystick. Just manipulating me, and it's going to be like that scene from Wedding Crashers where we see if Vince Vaughn can talk while he's getting tugged off.
Oh, nice.
Except
I do like a lot of retro games, so I'm pretty good with a joystick.
Yeah, just retro game talk alone would be enough to bring me to climax. Any sort of tug from you and your firm working man hands would be more than enough to seal the deal.
These guys, these IT hands.
Yeah. At Papa's Basement for me on Twitter. I guess that's also how you find the shows we've done live on Periscope as well. And you are at Pete Maybe on Twitter.
Yes.
That is how that works. And
I'm trying to read the comments at the same time, and I'm like...
Oh, are you actually able to read the comments?
Yeah, I can see them.
Oh, do you want to interact with them?
I'd like to, but the way they're coming up is at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tilt my head to read it.
You can just hold yours, because you're not actually... Your camera isn't feeding, right? It's only the iPad camera that's feeding into the show?
Hi, Chewy. Gnome.
Oh, the Chewy and the Gnome gang.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Gonzalez, Dante Nava, good people. I don't want to throw you under the bus with them, as well as Latin listener Mike Martinez. Our show is weird like that, Papa's Basement. It's very much like...
Eclectic?
Well, I was going to say the number of Latino fans, because, I don't know, we have like three of them.
That.
And we have like five fans total, so they represent a majority of our fan base. But it reminds me of metal, where you're like, that's a white guy thing. And you go to a Slayer concert, you're going to find a lot of headbanging Mexicans, man.
I've seen that.
Have you?
Yeah.
The metal Latino.
I'm not like really like a metal guy, but judging by people that rock the metal t-shirts, I could say that, yeah.
Yeah, well, that is our fan base. And I don't want to anger them, but I just want you to know that Pete's hair isn't actually supposed to be that dark. This is completely...
It's true.
This is I can't believe we're doing a visual bit on the podcast. But you know what? If you're not watching the Periscope, dig it up. I think there's an archive of it after the fact. But you can see Pete's hair.
It is a dark moreno.
Yeah, it's like Pete is a white guy. What are you exactly, Pete? Don't say human being. Don't give me some liberal BS answer like that.
Yeah. I'm sensitive.
You know exactly what I mean.
I know. I think Irish and Welsh.
Okay, so you're as white as it gets, really.
Yeah.
Without being, like, Scandinavian.
I have a twin brother who is a ginger, so
God,
I think
creepy.
That makes me pretty white.
That is so creepy. So
I can get away with a lot because I can get a tan.
So he is like the Danny DeVito in the twins equation.
Yeah.
He is the genetic leftovers
he's
of
shorter
the sperm
than you.
Milkshake.
He's shorter than you.
Nice.
He's
I'm
sizably
6'4",
bigger.
Though, so.
Yeah. You yes, you're a giant.
Roll
Andre
with
the
it.
Giant.
They can't tell. It's theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
6'4", swimmer's body. Swimmer's body, but like more definition? More muscular size?
Yeah. And glistening.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop.
The whole thing I want to throw you under the bus for, though, is you have like, I don't want to say like shoe polished jet black Reagan hair, but it's really dark given your skin color.
It is darker than when you met me, yeah.
And you told me it's because you were...
It's because I changed my appearance so that I could play a role of a Hispanic guy, because I guess for this company that needed me to...
Pete acts, by the way.
Hmm?
I was just saying that you are an actor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sometimes.
It's not like your day job was just like, we need a Hispanic.
Yeah.
Can you dye your hair tan?
Yeah, they had to get more diversity into the IT crowd.
We're getting audited.
Yeah.
Can you...
Way too many Asians.
Yeah. Oh, I was about to say, here's some tape for your eyelids. Going the other direction. But yes, too many Asians. All right, then.
But they asked me politely. They said, don't lose any sleep over it, but... If you could, maybe be a little more Hispanic or Middle Eastern, that'd be great.
Like, Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, and they were like, ask your friends. You know, I don't know what that means. I don't know how they're going to help me. So I sat in a tanning booth for a little while.
Ask how to spick it up.
I changed my hair color. And yeah, then I put myself on a watch list.
It's just funny to see now because, yeah, you look almost, I don't want to say it's like George Hamilton, but young. But you look very, like, you're trying to bring out as much darkness in yourself as you can.
Absolutely.
Not in, like, a teenager that listens to The Cure kind of way. Like, an actual dark hair, tanned flesh.
I love The Cure.
It amuses me. Well, it's, who doesn't? Anyone that lost their virginity in their 20s, they love The Cure. It's okay. I know you lost it before that. So did I. They don't know.
19.
Oh.
I barely made the cutoff.
Oh, you did? Oh, God. I was one of those guys that, like, I don't know why I was such a, the PC term is gaywad about it. I don't know why I was such a coward because, like, it had been offered to me multiple times. And, like, not with girls that were, like, stunning. I mean, maybe that is the thing.
Yeah.
But the girl I lost it to was, like, so not stunning that, like, the instant you did, you're like, I should have stuck it in any and everything that offered it up before this. Like, I wound up, she was like my first serious girlfriend.
Okay, I was going to say, what was your thoughts?
Yeah.
What was your thinking behind that process?
Well, you know, like, I had to protect this heart of mine, so I had to wait for true love. But, when it comes to the pantheon of looks, like, she was sweet girl, dirty girl, you know what I mean? So you gotta, points there. Oh, the effort involved. She was like a sexual Rudy. You know what I mean? It's like, Rudy, you just don't have the body for this, but
you can.
I wish half of my men had your heart. That's exactly what she was. Was that your reaction, though? Like, why were you late to the party?
I had a long-term girlfriend that...
Made you wait?
Yes, made me wait, and then we broke up. And then I had a friend, and we talked about it.
What was his name?
Simon.
Okay.
And Simon said, we're doing it tonight.
Simon says, sit on daddy's lap.
And I said, I guess we have to. We're friends.
Uh-huh.
We're eventually going to meet people at parties. We don't know them, so we should do it now.
But really?
No, that's actually what happened with the girls. We talked. We were like, we're going to a bunch of parties. We know each other. We don't know these people at the parties. It's probably going to happen soon.
Great trick.
And then we ended up doing it. And cue 80s movie.
So you just watch like a lot of romantic comedies together.
Basically.
And then you're like, well, the friends always end up effing.
This makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, let's just cut out act two. Yeah, we'll have the introduction, and then we're like, well, we know where this goes. Mm-hmm. We know what Ross and Rachel do. Wow, okay, good for you. Was she a looker?
Yeah, she was attractive.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's petite.
Oh, that's the right answer. Mine was not that. Mine, the one that I lost it to.
Yeah, details?
She was unpetite.
Does she listen to the show?
I don't think so. Sorry.
Is she around the area?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Nah, she wasn't ever. Internet long distance loser thing. I like how I tried to trick you guys for a second. No, she's upstate New York.
That's okay.
If yours was like a petite girl, then like, you know how old time, of course you know, you're into retro video games and other nerd crap.
And
you know
old time music. Well,
you know how...
As you know. Listen to jazz on the weekends.
You know how old-time Transformers, and maybe even the new ones, you could take the little ones and you shove them together and they make like a big one. Like you make Devastator out of the Destructicons?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if your chick was like Devastator's leg in terms of her overall mass, then mine was
Devastator.
All Devastator. But if Devastator like had a big tummy and really stout thighs.
And giant ones?
Yes, yeah. I mean, proportionately not the best. Like,
okay.
Given just how much was there, you would have hoped for even more in the up-top department.
Constructicon.
Yeah. Oh, the Constructicons. Who was this, Gronk?
You know, I'm not even...
Constructicons were the good guys, I thought. Am I wrong on that? How are the bad guys called the Constructicons?
I don't know.
It's not like there's Decepticons called the Curebots.
Not my strongest subject.
Yeah, like that.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, you didn't watch it as a kid?
No, I did. I was more of a Beast Wars kid.
Oh, second generation.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I'm...
This will never work
20
out.
20 years younger than you.
This is very true. I dye my hair your same color, but it's to hide the grays. My real age? I'm 34.
30. I told her. That's what I told Casey.
Yeah.
So, cool.
So it's 5 years.
Yep.
We would be perfect.
Not statutory.
Exactly. Only if I could time travel and just get 16-year-old Pete, maybe.
He's
well,
a looker.
Do we?
Now, that was a lot of acne back then, so I don't know. You might want to wait.
Oh, what? 16-year-old you?
Oh, yeah.
What was your story? What was 16-year-old Pete, Pedro,
face
maybe
full
like?
Of acne. I was on Accutane. I think everybody, like everybody says, like it's some crazy shit.
You bad boy
I
saying
know,
that word.
I know.
I'm not going to bleep it either.
Oh, good.
You were, because your face now looks great. I mean, just
yeah,
porcelain,
just a lot
godlike,
of,
just man crushing left and right here.
A lot of Red Bulls, a lot of sun, a lot of Accutane. No, yeah, it was probably just the Accutane.
I
really
did Accutane.
Out.
Is that the oral one or just like a facial cream that you smear on?
No, it's pills.
Okay, I
and
did
then
the
you
one.
Go all crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't that what the Columbine kids were on?
I don't know. Maybe
that,
there's that one senator's son where they made Accutane all super legal because he ended up offing himself, and they blamed it on the Accutane.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I just had a cream that I'd smear on my forehead because I didn't have like normal kid acne. I probably just had like what Greeks have for the rest of their life, and it started at 12 because as a Mediterranean, I had puberty at like age 7.
Yeah, you were
but,
saying that.
Yeah.
I still haven't hit it. I can't grow any. I'm 29. I can't grow any facial hair.
Oh, but that makes you perfect for acting. They can just glue it
yeah.
on. Like a big
I played a
17-year-old
2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I could be, but only because American kids are like morbidly obese. And just because of the milk hormones going through puberty way too early. So I could be like a 17-year-old playing.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Especially the way that they cast high school people now. They
well,
cast like
let's
CW.
Let's not say now. For God's sake, Zach Morris was, I think, 46. Freshman
Maybe.
Year.
I don't know about that. But like, yeah, even when they did Smallville and Tom Welling was like 30.
You know, I mean.
Like a junior.
Yeah, it's just, it's not even believable. As a kid, when you watch that crap, you're like, God, I can't wait to be in high school. Like, the chicks have knockers from hell.
Amazing.
And yeah, I got pecs like till Tuesday.
Not true.
No. And then you get there and you're like, well, I am really attracted to these women, but only because they don't look like they're fully developed. And then I went to jail forever.
Oh, God.
yeah, the first bit of news I wanted to get to on the show today. And this is where the music bits kick in. So if you're periscoping it right now, this will make zero sense. And if you're listening at home, this is all you're going to need. How do I this is our dead black celeb music. I don't think it works, actually. I'm trying to use this right now because Frank Gifford, husband of Kathy Lee Gifford, is dead. And he's a football player. He was a football player. Back in the olden times, where like if you were getting your ass kicked, you would go in at halftime and like have a beer and suck down a hot butt or two.
You couldn't leave until it was like 6 or 7 concussions later.
Yeah, yeah. With your leather helmet.
You had to hit that.
You wore that, I think it had even the ear straps. And if you were showing you're like a laid back guy, maybe your little chin strap was undone. You're like, I'm a wild man on this field. Hold on, this doesn't feel
I
right.
hope it falls off.
We can't do this. We can't do that. Hold on. Let's get some dead white person
music. That
was music
going. Intimate.
Hold on. There we go. This is dead white person music. I will remember you. Oh, you're instantly moved. Your whiteness came through. There's a tear just falling down your cheek.
I can't stop.
Oh, man. Iron Eyes, Cody, cheer up.
I thought you were going to use the Dog Pound song.
What?
That, I'm sure everybody here knows what we're talking about.
This guy doesn't.
The one with all the animals, and they're like, they need to be adopted.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the Arms of an Angel.
Yeah.
I like this one more, even though, no joke, I don't want to sound like I went to, you know, South Compton High, but I went to a lot of funerals my senior year of high school.
Good Lord.
And every dead white kid, they're all dead white
kids.
They
were kids. All racing.
Yeah. Yeah, they all died like the rebel without
That's
a
like
cause.
Everybody I knew in high school.
No.
Any deaths that happened.
I can go through the three deaths in a second. But it was actually the Arms of an Angel that played. But I thought I Will Remember You would be a little more evocative. And let's be honest, it's just Sarah McLachlan sounding sad from that one huge album of hers, I believe. This to me says dead white guy.
Oh, yeah.
So Frank Gifford, dead at 84. And you're like, why are you bringing this up on air? And the answer to that is I grew up listening to the Don and Mike show, and Don and Mike were both obsessed with Kathy Lee Gifford and, by extension, Frank Gifford, who I didn't care about until, God, was it 95 or so, when he had an affair with a flight attendant by the name of Susan Johnson.
Susie.
And it couldn't have been any funnier because Kathy Lee Gifford, everyone knows who that is, the chick
Kathy
bra,
and Regis.
Yeah, the broad half of Gifford and, no, I'm sorry, Regis and Kathy Lee.
My morning boners.
Yeah, I never watched it. If Eva were here right now, she would tell you all about it. She, I guess,
like a super
adored
fan?
That show. Yeah. Oh,
did
yeah.
she hang out in front of the studio?
Maybe she did, like, given she did so much time in New York. It really wouldn't shock me. I only knew of this show, again, through Don and Mike, but that's how so much knowledge just gets into my brain. How many people here only know politics through The Daily Show, for God's sake?
Oh, more than half.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to act like I'm some freak, some autistic, just because, like,
if I had cable, I would, but I get mine through
I don't watch it. I am the one guy who wouldn't. But I remember he banged this chick named Susan Johnson, a flight attendant. And
Susie.
All of a sudden, like, a friend of mine at the time, his old man actually subscribed to Playboy. And so, do you remember this about Playboy back when porn wasn't about just, like, gonzo penetration and, like,
yeah,
you know, just gaping a chick's ass and spitting inside it and
that's,
stuff? But it's just
funny because I wanted this to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playboy was probably my first magazine that I ran into.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny McCarthy issue, actually.
Oh, the Playmate of the Year or her initial spread?
You know, the one where she's on the toilet?
I don't remember that one.
That one's
That is a little Max Hardcore.
Yeah,
Jenny
it's
McCarthy.
A little.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing. She's not using it.
Whose face was underneath the toilet seat?
Hughes. Like, but she was out of the picture. That would be funny, though, if that's actually how, like, the scene really did go down.
Oh, like it was an actual Playboy scat porn, like their first foray.
And we didn't just know that was going on. Like, so it looked soft porn, but
oh,
behind the scenes,
it's just
in the
Hugh
toilet.
Taking a deuce on his steely gray hair. The whole thing with Playboy, how it sold issues in the day, is it would try to get anyone even remotely famous naked in its pages.
Yes.
And its days of getting A-listers, really, even by the mid-90s, were done. I mean, for Playboy to me is like an addict where its very first issue, it had Marilyn Monroe. Like, it's always seeking that first high and it's never going to get it again.
That's awesome.
Like, to have Marilyn Monroe naked for your first issue, given what she was culturally at that time.
Yeah.
I have to think, like, who is that would be like starting with Scarlett Johansson, maybe. Like, even she's yesterday's news compared to what Marilyn Monroe was. Or if I
Absolutely.
Want to annoy you with a mispronunciation, I'll call her Marilyn Monroe. That's Monroe. How I'd say if I was Long Island trash. Who is
but
just
you're not trash.
Who is well, I'm trash, but from Virginia. Who would be like just the
Oh, right now?
Yeah. Who is just it?
Oprah?
No.
I don't really know.
Is this
Jennifer
we're both
Lawrence?
Secretly into
Jennifer
guys?
Lawrence
oh, there you go.
To do
All right.
Like that?
Thank you. I really shouldn't have let that one slip out. Back to playing straight, back to butching this up. Yes, if Jennifer Lawrence was your first chick naked off the bat, that's what Playboy would have been if it started today. And they don't have that at all.
No.
So by like the mid-90s...
They'll take anybody.
Well, they'd have to be like the star of Jurassic Park, nude in our page. And you'd be like, what, Laura Dern pulled him out? I mean, I don't think she's hot, but I'm a little kid. I want to see her naked. Sure, what the
yeah,
hell?
That would have been fine.
And then, like, you buy the issue, and it's like Velociraptor Handler number 7. And you're like,
yeah.
I don't, who was this? And you're like, I guess she's hot, but, like, she's off the bus from Omaha 3 weeks ago.
She needed 20
Who cares?
Bucks.
So, yeah, she, Susan Johnson, everyone's like, well, who the hell was Frank Gifford sticking it in? And they finally get pictures of Susan Johnson. And she is just like, looks every inch the cougar. Like, just everything you'd want out of a mid-40s stewardess.
Yeah.
Just like a dirty sex craze. Like, she's been married for 20 years. But, you know, a plane is just the party boat of the skies type vibe. Like, you know, she's like banging the pilots all the time. It doesn't.
Just a complete wet dream.
She's just a dirty old bitch, yeah. Like, and they finally put out the issue, and I see it, and like I very much remember just being like, "Hey, Stefan, I'm taking this issue for like 2 weeks." And I was like, "Dude, my dad's gonna notice. My dad isn't retarded. It's the new yeah. Playboy." And I'm like, "You know what? You're gonna just have to take one for the team on this one." And come around, do a little walk around. I want your reaction. I can't turn the monitor.
Do you have it up?
I've had it up in so many senses.
So if they're lucky enough to zoom in.
Yeah. Look at the pair of hangers. The only hangers in this woman's life weren't where they parked her plane. But I'm chow.
Okay. I'm making my way over
look,
there.
Look at this. It's worth the walk, my friend.
Oh, wow.
I know. Oh, hop on.
Wow. What's with the Brett Favre?
Now 20 years later, I'm most interested in the Brett Favre story. The one bad Cajun. I mean, that was him like probably 2 years into his career. But, God, I love their little clever title, Frankie Panky, the woman who sacked Kathy Lee's hubby. You got to love that. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
God bless Playboy. But, yeah, that chick just had the biggest MILF cans.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole point is I was really, really proud that this older guy who had, like, he just kind of had this reputation of, like, a kept man, mm-hmm. like, his time, even though he was still on Monday Night Football, if I recall, Kathy Lee was the big draw with yeah. that name now. You didn't really, you know,
the Gifford name.
The yeah. guy was like 15 years older in the league than Jim Brown was, for God's sake. And even Jim Brown was old as hell by like the mid to late 90s. So to see him, who was, again, he just seemed like this doddering old man, and Kathy Lee was just like, it was loud velociraptor
like,
of a
F
being.
This. I'm going to the airport.
Yeah, and it's just so cool to see him, like, you know, I guess women can talk about, like, asserting their freedom, like Stella getting her groove back. To me, this is Frankie getting his groove back. Just this big jugged coug whacking off his old liver-spotted dong. I was like, good for him. And it made me very happy.
Yeah, good for him.
And then doing research, I just Googled his name earlier.
What happened after that, by the way? They split?
No. They were death till us part.
Yeah.
Which goes to prove that as long as you have sex with a woman with very large breasts outside of wedlock, no harm done. But it has to be like at least a D. And they have to have that like kind of uttery.
That's the question
pendulous.
I needed the answer to.
Exactly, yes. Pendulous is the word you're looking for in their bosom. Heaving, maybe, but really just like a Russ Meyer film kind of bust line.
Awesome.
By the way, anytime a guy who's like, I'm into breasts, but like not too big, like they have to be perky and well-shaped, just shut up.
Quit being picky.
Just shut up. Yeah, I want it. Like, if you took the blanket off of Susan Johnson's Playboy cover bosoms, yeah, you probably would have heard the slide whistle going down. Who cares? Who cares? Just put her on top. Have them in your face.
Swing them around.
It's the best. Here's a little man talk, if we will.
This whole thing.
Is there a single better sensation on this earth than when one of those, the soft bosom skin, hits the underside of your business while they are...
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
I don't know what it is. It shouldn't feel... Why does it feel 100 times better? Like, you can't even tell. You shouldn't be able to tell. You shouldn't be like... It's
and
just
if you
touch.
Think about it too much, you're like, that's just like a bag of... Don't yeah.
I
bags
don't
on bags
know.
On bags.
You could have that, right? me blindfolded under 6 feet of cement and with just like a hole cut out there. And you just had the faintest brush of that. It should feel exactly like underarm, back of thigh.
It sounds like a Japanese game show.
I'd recognize it in a heartbeat. Can you tell? Yeah. If it's boob skin. And the answer is yes. I would be the Ken Jennings of that game. I would have done 47 weeks at number one.
I believe it.
I'm Googling around, and I find Cassidy Gifford, and that's Frank's...
I've not seen Cassidy.
Frank and Kathy Lee's daughter. I mean, I've seen Cassidy, but back when she was like a year old, getting pulled out by Frank, you know, when it's like, our marriage has never been stronger. Yeah, just hold...
Got in the football clutch.
Exactly. Kind of like grabbing her like the football and the Heisman Trophy. Back around, sir.
All right.
Back around, doing
a
P-word jaunt. Rhymes with wussy.
If you keep showing me women, I'll just keep walking back.
This is, you're not the one that needs to be walking and burning calories, by the way. But,
wow.
Not bad. Not bad. I think the only... What? Get you keep walking out of this studio. Say it on mic so I can berate you again.
Oh.
What did you say?
I said
what did you say?
Sort of looks like Amy, like their features.
In the sense that she is like white and has two legs, yes, she looks like Amy Schumer.
That's it.
Oh God, what is wrong with you? Are you into dudes? That sounds like the 40-year-old virgin talking about boobs. Or he's like, oh, it feels like sand. Yeah, there's nothing in common with Amy Schumer. A photograph took her picture. That's what they have in common.
Yeah,
I mean, she's half Jewish, like Amy Schumer.
Oh well,
but she doesn't.
That must have been it.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you keyed in on that. Maybe you're like the Jew Hunter from Inglourious Basterds.
So glad I did.
You just have a nose for it. Oh, man. No, I look up Cassidy Gifford. This will be a new segment. It's just called The Masturbate of the Week. Look up Cassidy Gifford.
Whack of the Week.
And Susan Johnson. And toggle those for a nice in memoriam wank to one Frank Gifford.
To Frank.
Is he in the football
I don't know
thing?
If that's the best send-off to Frank.
He wouldn't have wanted it any other way. Maybe do it on the tombstone.
Cassidy.
She's cute. She is damn cute. You just hope she doesn't have her mom's personality. That would be dangerous. She can't She can't have dad's homespun country Midwestern looks and mom's. It's almost like a Sarah Michelle Gellar thing where she looks really blonde, but then this is where things get really racist.
Yeah.
And she has the gift of gab that a certain people have.
Yes.
And you're just like, oh, you're a blonde girl, but you won't shut the hell up. And you think you have like Catskill comedian timing, but you're not funny because you're a girl.
Just keep talking a lot.
Why did you whisper that into the mic, Pete, maybe? Why did you say women? You said women weren't funny. Why did you say that?
Why did I say that?
God, we have alienated our audience.
Let me rectify that.
Okay, do so.
They're brilliant. That's why they're funny.
I will second that. Also in the news, yes. I don't know. First of all, there we go. First of all, that. Second of all, where on the spectrum of autism? Now, where on the spectrum do you fall politically?
Oh, this is great. Right down the middle? Maybe?
Sure. Works for me. You don't like being taxed.
I'm middle class.
And
I
want
like
to kill a baby
middle.
If you don't pull out.
Yeah.
There you go.
That hit the nail on the head.
There you go. That's, I'm probably a little more left, I guess, but like weirdly right in some ways. Like for a guy that's kind of more on the left, I don't care about guns that much. That's like the one that everyone seems is common sense that you should be against them, but like.
Did you see my Tumblr? Where I was getting flack for making that gun joke?
No,
and
it
wasn't even about gun control. Well, they come up on my tweets, so maybe you should check it out sometime.
No, well, I'll see like the first half of your joke, and then there's a link that goes to your Tumblr.
It is really lame. It says like Pete, overheard maybe. Or this guy's. I don't know. They don't make it easy. It should just absolutely put it onto my Twitter.
Oh, the whole
However,
thing.
When I got to go over 140 characters to talk about a lion and guns,
Cecil,
I wasn't even.
He has a name. Thank you,
Cecil and Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a joke about. The guy that they were looking for because they didn't know who it was for the brother. Jericho, that is. And I just mentioned, you know, he's probably a guy with a very large weapons collection because he has a small gun. And that's all I said.
Okay.
And they lost their minds. They were like, just gun control this and gun. And I was like, guys, I didn't even.
I would be happy.
I wasn't even being
anyone,
particular.
Anyone
I just
found
made
anything
fun.
On my Tumblr?
I'm jealous.
I was
surprised.
I don't care.
I was surprised. I was sitting at the drive-in. And I just started getting.
Watching teens' neck.
And I, yep. That's, we were at makeout point. And I just started getting
and
messages
Bobby,
on my phone.
Bobby Sue was fingered, and it was a hell of a watch.
And they just keep coming in, and they're like, people like, just, you know, F this, whatever. So.
That's
And then Casey's
man.
Like,
that's your
I'm
girl.
I'm scared.
At makeout
like,
point.
Yeah, don't worry about it. They're not going to. But it was really strange because they really went out on a limb when I really just made a penis joke. It wasn't even a gun joke.
But you mentioned guns. Yeah,
but
get
I mentioned
very
guns.
Pumped
and they,
about guns.
They posted a picture of me saying that quote.
Uh huh. Someone made a meme out of you?
It wasn't actually me.
I have never...
It was some fat guy in a cowboy hat.
Oh, it was me. Yeah. My visit to Dallas. No, in like 6 years, 7 years of screwing on social media, I've never had backlash. I'd kill for that.
I was in love with it. I was like, this is... Because I'd only just started writing, like, semi-seriously.
Of course. All of a sudden, you're a great heel.
Yeah, and I got backlash, and I was like, dude, haters, that is perfect.
They are going to hate.
Yeah, just hate.
God, I'm jealous. I don't get any reactions.
Let's work on it. Who can we piss off today?
I think we've already hit a couple demos.
Probably.
Don't want to mention them because they might control my future in show business. All right. So you did or did not then watch the Republican national? I don't think it's national. The Republican
I
candidate
wanted
debate,
to.
Presidential.
I
candidate
had planned
debate.
On it. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend went out of town, so I decided to watch something else by myself.
Yeah, because she lives there.
I had to take care of the right.
Yeah, so she lives there. She lives with you. So I will never process this because, God, people think like the biggest loss of freedom if they have a woman live with them is like, oh, I can't screw around. But you're actually...
You can't pull it out.
Yeah, you can't just like shut your door. Be like, I'm napping.
Yeah.
Go away.
Get out of my room.
If you're napping, why are you talking to me through the door? Right. You disturbed the nap. That's why. Now I got to start again with my nap. It's not cumulative. All right. So your girl was gone. So you had to.
I don't know if I had to.
Oh, if you're me, you did.
But, yeah.
I mean, I need that. Like, I need to breathe. I don't even call it masturbating anymore. It's called mana recharging.
But I did catch up on some of the tweets and they were pretty funny. I guess the audience was.
Well, I want to. Really, what was your? What did you?
My reaction.
No. What did you browse for your evening? Did you make because you get to do it so infrequently?
You see, now she's gonna know.
Did you? What is she gonna do?
I don't know. I don't know.
You think she's gonna set up like a Logitech camera?
I'm trying
in
to
your
think,
room.
I'm trying to think of
like Chuck
the
Berry
myriad of the pornado that I had up on my computer that was just.
Did you?
Screen,
I mean,
just screen after screen after screen.
Because of
trying to get to the apex of things, because
okay,
you can never find the one.
No, it's just bottomless
it's an
addiction.
Endless search.
Yeah, and as soon as you finish, it's out of your head. But like before that, you're like,
oh, I feel disgusting.
Oh, I mean, before that, I
need to shower.
I feel like Fish must feel like on stage, where it's just like this 87-minute jam, and you're like, I'm gonna keep going, and then finally you're like, okay, this
done,
has to end.
And it's not exactly the climax.
I don't know. I mean,
they probably, because they probably, yeah. But I've never watched
Fish
before.
Do you make a big event of it when you can do it so infrequently? Like, what is your normal?
No,
do you have
but
to do it in the shower normally?
No.
Or?
No. Normally, I'll just do it if she's not there.
Okay, because I picture like you with like lighting a candle, and like you even have like a red velvet cloth over your right hand, and you just unveil it.
I do have like a series of like actions. Like,
oh,
I have to
like
plan
me.
Out. I'm
like
when am I gonna eat? Uh-huh. I gotta make sure the dog gets fed at some point.
Because it'll scratch at the door.
I
otherwise,
have to, like before I begin, I make like a checklist, and I'm like, all right, you have to do this before you go to bed. Like,
okay.
Don't fall asleep right after this, man.
Uh huh.
So
you take care of everything that has to be taken care of.
Yes.
And then you're
except for like the gym. Like if I would normally go to the gym,
uh-huh.
No.
You skip it.
Absolutely.
You gotta keep it.
Work
yeah.
out anyways.
You're like a single mom with a vibrator. You're like, put the kid to bed, make sure he's asleep, wrap this in felt so it can't really be heard. I like
felt.
It. I like it. No, you're like
with
me with
the silencer on it.
Yeah, I kind of just have like a bottle of lube hidden behind a shelf, like a like a serial killer with a trophy book. Like I just open it and...
I'm not a lube guy.
Locks. Really? Nope. I used
there
to
there is
not
a bottle
be.
Of lube in my house. So it's just,
I
don't use it much.
I used to not be, and then I discovered Astroglide.
I've never used
it. I wish they'd do like 30-second commercials on this show.
You should ask for
I would be like,
sponsorship. Speaking of...
I thought I was a porn addict until I got Astroglide, and then I realized the depths of addiction. This stuff will have you masturbating, even if you don't want to.
You have it on you right now.
You'll just... I have like a little... Like people have pocket hand sanitizer.
Is it on the keychain?
Yeah, I just have a little Astroglide.
Keychain Astroglide.
In case some chick just bends over and shows a really nice ass. I'll be like, Jay, show's being paused. Give me 30 seconds.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So all the Republican candidates, I think right now they are up to,
speaking of whacking off,
46 candidates. No, it's not that many.
Have you looked? The way I'm going to react is I've looked that up before, and it's like 30. Like if
I thought it was
on the
15.
Real Republic that mean anything to anybody, but in the Republican, they're on their page. It has like 35 people.
I could be wrong about this. At least the 5 p.m. There were two different debates that were on Fox News, and like at 5 p.m. it was the people that they deemed in the outside of the top 10. I know that much. I think it was like 5 candidates that were outside the top 10 but still wanted to debate. I could be very wrong.
Oh, yeah.
On that
I mean,
one.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
there's
9 p.m.
There's like 15 quote unquote front runners.
Okay.
I guess like that people care about or that the news might actually talk about.
I gotcha. So, okay.
Like, because I don't think anybody, I mean, like Carly Fiorina or something, she's like used to be the CEO of some. Somebody help me out. Anyways.
Yahoo, Google.
Yeah, Yahoo, Google, something like that. Like, she's in the news.
She apparently was the star of the first debate. I always get unnerved when I see Italian Republicans. Because to me, it's like, do you not realize like how poorly your people were treated 3 generations ago? I get it. You're like me. You're kind of sneaking in as white now. Like, but we're not. You know it. I know it. I ate weird, stinky food as a kid. Yeah, I had the weird name, Poopa Giorgio, I was called as a kid. I had the ethnic curly hair that kind of just, I looked like a Sting in Dune whenever you cut my hair short. Like, I guess I'm white, but because other people have labeled me as thus after the fact. I guess, yeah, in the, you know, the Venn diagram of white, I'm like on the edge of the circle.
Yeah, you're not.
Next to the other
right
circle.
The
yeah. I'm not you, Pete, maybe.
Nope. I can be anything, honestly, though.
No.
With these skills?
You, yes. Flawless mimic.
I could be another soul man.
Yeah, I don't. C. Thomas, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get when that became an Italian thing, though, to just go, a lot of them, especially in New York, have gone like almost ultra conservative. And it's like, Methinks the Dago doth protest too much. That was a little racist.
I don't know.
It's
maybe
I find it bizarre. It's just something I focus on. It would be like if all of a sudden like racism really disappeared, and like within 2 generations, like 45% of black people were Republican.
Yeah.
Like in your lifetime, you're just like, this is goddamn weird. Like I remember when it just was not like that. Like
that used to be the Republican Party.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Generation.
There was a time when, like, you know, Italians came over and had their teeth kicked in for just having their dirty ethnic
just
olive
having
skin.
Teeth.
Yeah. damn your olive-eating teeth. But what was it? Sacco and Vanzetti. You know, they wrote songs about those guys in the day. There was, like, 2 Italian anarchists or something like that. I think there's, like, a Joan Baez song about it. And they were accused of a bank robbery, if I recall, that really they had no part in.
Poor guys.
But it was like, hey, they're Italian. They must have done it. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
And they were both executed post-haste,
oh,
as I recall. And it's like,
that's
what?
Rough.
That happened, what, 8 years ago? 9 years ago? 1915?
Wow.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, we're Italian. We're conservative as hell. It's like, you shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get your pass. You didn't have the good years. So, the big story from the 9 p.m. Republican debate, the big deal, was Donald Trump, Republican frontrunner, by a large margin.
Yeah, which I think is kind of odd, but...
Do you?
I guess I get it. Well, I just thought... I thought originally everybody was taking it as a joke, and then it seemed to gain a lot of steam. I was actually seeing these polls, and I was like, "This, I trust this site and that poll."
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly in front of my face.
Was it a browser's poll?
But I talked to people at my work and stuff, and because I made a I do some cartoons at my work for the newsletter, and they were saying do political cartoons, and I was like,
I'm just
you don't
picturing
do that
the,
at work.
The
like,
chick
that
from
just
Playboy,
make sense.
The grandma with the jugs down her belly button.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Playboy-esque jokes.
Nice.
Yeah. But they said, you know, I don't think anybody in here would ever vote for Donald Trump. And then, like, people just came out of the woodwork and they were like,
dude, my bro.
Yeah, I would.
My brother was like, if I can, I will vote for Trump. And that's one of those things.
Is he a con?
Exactly.
They gotta let him vote?
If I get my felony expunged.
Oh, if he gets.
Yeah, if he makes it that far.
Nominated.
And it's just. Anyone who's saying that, it's like, look, I get it. Politics are broken. Everyone's bought and sold, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, are you that disillusioned? Like, have we come to this? Please. Can we not preserve a shred of decency?
Something.
Like, I don't... Look, a politician, everyone's like, oh, that politician's fake. It's like, yes, and the slut sleeps around a lot. It's what they're supposed to be. You can't have some bullheaded ass as a politician. It just doesn't work. Like... Yeah, even if he's bragging that he has $10 billion, that's nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Don't we give that to Israel every 8 seconds?
Probably.
I think is the figure. Yeah.
Yep.
And then we borrow it from the Chinese every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Doesn't really add up.
No.
Yeah, but
we're not good at math.
No. He the Chinese are. Funny. Mm-hmm. Funny how they rigged that game like that.
Right.
So the 9 p.m. debate features Trump and like 9 other candidates. There's, you know, Marco Rubio, Mike Huckabee.
The most hated Republican.
Is he?
In polls, yeah.
I mean, it's just like the lineup of Slipknot. It's just, you know, there's like the second DJ, the third
drummer.
There's
so many people out there on stage.
You're like, what's going on here?
It's just chaos.
So, out of the gate, Donald Trump starts by, first they're like, hey,
didn't he say something sexist?
Well, it almost to me seems like the whole Fox production was geared toward crapping on Trump and like making people turn on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that everybody would probably tune in.
Maybe that, but I think more just to very quickly and firmly steer their viewership toward like, okay, you can't really vote for this guy. We will in no way win the White House if he somehow gets the nod. Pick one of the 9 like guys that are vaguely votable for. And they start off with like, okay, can any of you like not promise that if you lose, you won't run as an independent? There was like 9 negatives in there. The whole thing is they're basically smelling out, hey, Trump, if you aren't named the Republican candidate, will you run on your own? And he's like, hand up. He's like, hey, you know what? I can't say with 100% certainty I wouldn't. And
I don't blame him.
If he runs...
It's a terrible strategy not to. You're like,
why
I
not?
Guess I really don't want to be... I
get it.
If you wanted to be president, why wouldn't you try?
Absolutely doom the Republicans.
I guess he would steal some of the Republican votes.
It would be like Ralph Nader in 2000, pretty much costing Gore the White House.
Mm-hmm.
But... So he does that. And then off the cuff, the chick moderating one of them, Megan... What the hell's her name? I know
your
it's Megan.
Crush.
Megan with a Y. Oh, God. I want to just... So good. Megan Kelly. There you go. Again, Irish. You look really white. I'll give you that. But you weren't treated too well either about 100 years ago, honey. Megan Kelly says something to Trump, and he immediately goes after her, implying, like, you're only asking me a mean question because you're on the rag.
Oh.
Now, I mean...
That'll stop them in their tracks.
It's hilarious to me. Don't get me wrong. But, like... It was vicious, and like how do you think you're getting elected being mean, especially to a hot chick? For God's sake. That was the whole tactic. She's like,
if there's one rule in America, it is you be really nice to the hot chicks.
Exactly. Like,
I don't know why you can't follow that.
Even if you are the popular dude in school, if you're mean to the head cheerleader, if you're the quarterback and you're treating the head cheerleader like crap, guess what? You're getting kicked out of the party, and the running back or the star wideout is then going to run on a platform of, I want to bang the head cheerleader. You can't be mean to Megan Kelly. Like, first of all, she seems competent. Second of all, she's hot as hell. Like, really, she's in her mid-40s or something like that. She is aging like Tina Turner. But I mean that, like, before the horsehair wig.
Yeah.
You know, just when you're like, oh, look at the gams on that bitch, and she's, you know, like 50-something. I don't, to a lot of people, apparently, who are very stupid. I, for lack of a better word, that's what I can say. A lot of dumb people were like, well, he came off like a politician. No kidding. What do you think he would have done if elected to the presidency? Do you think he's going to be Terry Crews in Idiocracy, just wearing like a an American flag vest and holding firearms and like driving around in a dune buggy?
Plants crave it.
Like, people really act like you can fix this system. Like, we can elect someone who's just going to be above it. No! Haven't you ever watched The Godfather? Do you think Michael wanted to kill people? He had to, because he became the Godfather. That's the whole damn point. You get the job and you lose your soul.
Shoes.
Yes. You can't be the Godfather that doesn't kill. They call you the Puss Father if you do that. Then Tattaglia takes all of your land.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out on your ass.
It's God Daddy. It sounds...
That's...
So...
And right. People... It was just... And it's so... I don't want to go down the whole political thing, because, like, to me, picking your politics, everyone wants to act like they did it logically. They didn't. You pick your politics the same way. You're like, oh, I was born in Boston, so I love the Sox and the Patriots. That's it.
That's definitely how a lot of it rounds up.
It really is. And if you think it's more logical than that, it isn't, buddy. It is some deep down id stuff.
You just... From there, you just start picking specific things that you
care about. Yeah, exactly. Like, why, for example, do so many Republicans line up on, like, I am all for the government out of my life, which, that's awesome. Who likes government interference? It sucks. I like lower tax. You know,
for
just
real.
I want everyone. I just want as much freedom as possible, except when it comes to baby killing. Then I want the government up my ass with a periscope. And it's like, how does that even logically work? It doesn't. It doesn't. It's just it's like gerrymandering. It's political gerrymandering. They're just like, well, we can get our votes here. We can get the Catholics if we go with baby killing as an issue.
Yeah.
And we'll get the mountain folk if we go with the guns as an issue. That's all it is. Don't think otherwise. But the broadcast ended with two things that really, again, I don't want to act like I'm some, who's a Richard Dawkins? Like, I'm some atheist who's, oh, I'm so much brainier than everybody.
Yeah.
God, you peasants. But I think Megyn Kelly, like, with a straight face, and I could be wrong on this. Anyone correct me if I am. All five of you.
Yeah.
She's like...
Three.
So, why? She's like, so has God spoken to any of you about, like, your candidacy? And, like, what has
what
God told
kind
you
of
about...
What question is that?
I thought it was a trick question at first. I'm like, oh, if anyone says they spoke to God, like, they just drop them, you know, like Mr. Burns
like,
would.
Whoop, whoop.
Exactly.
Like crazy.
The little hatch opens up and the alligators get him. And, like, all 10 of them have, like, a swinging dick God off, where it's like, not only did God talk to me, but he gave me these stone tablets with what to do.
The keys to a brand new car.
Yeah. Everyone was just like, God's my boy. And I'm like,
he was doing a lot of talking.
Cool, but, like, if I hear your... Honest to God, talking to God, I'm creeped out. Like, that's God's
that's
whole shtick. He never talks to you.
That's the point.
If God
doing his job so good that you don't know he's there.
If God talked to me, do you think I would be the little mouthy turd that I am now? I would be in, like, a priest frock or whatever yesterday. I'd be
so
like,
weird.
He is real as hell. I have
he
heard
won't shut up.
He built all of this. Do you know what all powerful means? All powerful.
Mm.
Like, that would be, but he doesn't talk. Haven't you ever seen an Ingmar Bergman movie? That's the whole thing. just belief in the face of nothingness. And it's like Marco Rubio's just like, oh yeah, talked to him earlier today. He also talked to my dad, who was an alcoholic, and made him come back to my family. So, like, God is bravo.
Yeah.
Bravissimo in
golfing.
This man's book. It was very weird. And then they cut to a quote unquote random selection of people that saw the debate, and it was like eight guys there, and they're like immediately just like, what did you think of Donald Trump? And
was this in the crowd? Or was this like afterwards?
Oh, they
like
plucked them. I mean, it was complete.
God.
These are probably like eight paid actors.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about the media, shaping agendas, man.
Oh.
They have these eight guys there. Exactly.
I can absolutely see that.
And every one of them was like, Yeah, he really damaged his chances. I came into this
Everyone.
Thinking...
He's done.
Yeah, I came into this thinking I'd vote for him, but you know what? I'm going to vote for one of the other guys. Instead. It was just all we can't do Trump. Yeah. And not only that, they then superimposed this live, I'm not joking, second-by-second bar graph over him talking to Megyn Kelly, and it was like... These were his approval ratings dipping as soon as he was mean to Megan.
Oh, good.
And they just show this little green line going like, boo!
This little graphic.
Yeah, much like your heart on
down.
Sinking.
He's like getting a heart attack. Like at the bowling alley when you hit a strike,
mm-hmm.
and it's just the pin that falls down. It's just got Donald Trump's hair and
yeah,
just little animation. Just like, this is how bad it was.
It was just so transparent. And it's like, look, I hope he isn't elected. I don't really want a Republican elected, but like, for God's sake, he's leading in the polls. Like, I thought you guys weren't supposed to be about, you know, isn't the whole Fox News shtick like, the media shapes everything,
yeah.
and we are the antithesis of that. And it just seemed like, holy crap, we are coming down on you so hard to tell you not to vote for Trump. It was very...
And they're still going for it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying like the liberal media doesn't do its whole thing where like, it ignores race talk if it's like, you know, if a black person committed a crime, it was like unidentified genes. And if it was a, you know, white person interacting with a black person, it's like the white cop, the very white cop shot the very black man. Like they do their own shtick, but this was very transparent. I was really just like, holy God, like who has it out for Trump? Because they got some deep damn pockets. So yeah, you missed out, man. You missed out.
I don't know if I missed out.
I don't know. I found it very watchable.
Awesome.
thank you for that. Thank you for that resounding awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a pretty good time.
Oh, did you?
Hmm.
What were you doing instead? Renfest, which you couldn't shut up about before the show? I know. You were having your...
I got to throw my axes, man. I am a staid famous axe thrower. Not really, but...
Wait.
I do really good.
I was just
have you ever been
out,
to the Renfest?
I was just throwing out the Renfest. You're actually a Renfest dude? Like,
oh, I love it. I don't dress up or anything, though. I was...
Okay, yeah. Let's be honest. That's where
the money,
that's where the line is crossed.
I don't know, yeah. I've never cosplayed, but I could. I could try it.
I absolutely
maybe no?
Wouldn't.
You think I'm crazy?
That is one of those things, like... I know that I put myself out there now as like, you know, nerd and I didn't get any puzz for a while as a kid and all that stuff. But that was like where a line was drawn to me. Yeah. And it was like, okay, guys, I graduated high school, never got any.
My line.
Oh, my God, I did wear tights.
My line changed when I was in the military. We were in the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like through my technical training school. And my friend... in my troop had a roommate, and I guess he was like an avid cosplayer. He was digging through the guy's stuff. I don't know why, because he was an a-hole.
Probably looking for porn.
Exactly. But he found pictures of the guy doing cosplaying, and he was like, haha, this is hilarious.
Of course it is.
Right? Sure. But let me continue.
Okay.
He's with two other girls. Very, very attractive girls.
Okay.
The pictures are them at the con.
Which then, con? Like, there's a million kinds of cosplay.
I don't know which con that they were at, because I didn't even know the guy.
Lie on your feet, lie quick.
Oh, God. Dragon Con.
Okay, that's, sure. Dragon
You're
Con.
Like, yeah, I could have said anything.
I don't think there's Dragon Con. I know there's Comic Con.
Yes, there is.
There's a billion Comic Cons.
Oh, I know my cons.
Just say Comic Con, and he was with two Asian bras dressed like Chun-Li.
Right.
And our entire
very
audience was fapping
unison. So the pictures are going from them at the con... Then they start going to, I don't know, the bar at the hotel. Then they're in the hotel. Then they're in the room.
These are actually like Polaroids.
These are, they're not Polaroids. But yeah, they were ones that you would take to the shop and then get them.
Oh my, so this is like finding porn in the early 90s.
Yeah, it was insane.
Oh,
and yes, it progressed. And it was him and these two women half still cosplaying. And I was like, dude, if that's, maybe it is. Maybe it could happen.
Okay,
it's
wait,
fun.
So
it's probably a fable.
We don't know what they're cosplaying as, because...
It was like Street Fighter. It really was
exactly.
Like Street
Fighter. Exactly, okay. He's Guile, because he's military, and he's with two
he
hot Asian
Ken,
Chun-Lis.
Think.
Nice, and so he's opening up just his red karate pants.
Yeah, and then it's just pictures of them, and the two girls are going at it, that he's there,
oh,
and the other one's helping that one, and I was like,
How do you make
I never
fun
knew cosplaying
that?
This was cool.
How do you make fun of that?
Well, that's where that's your fault.
Well,
I'm down.
No, I'm immediately going to 180. I'm going to do
that's where it changed.
All attack all the time, and I'm going to portray you as the guy that made fun of this, and I'll be like, that's all man. That would be like if you showed me pictures from the Renaissance Fest and the fat guy dressed as Henry VIII is like finger banging girls with turkey legs. I'd be like, what? How does that work? What? That's not a well-baked turkey and leg if the flesh is staying on it, but God bless him for what he's doing. What a pimp.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's where it all changed.
So you are a Renfest guy. I've never gone by
I love going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not, I don't really speak the language while you're there.
Ye oldie time? Yep. Is that something they really do?
Yo, yeah. A lot of people do that.
Oh, no.
That's fine.
No, it's not.
I'm okay with it.
Don't give them a
but I go there to play a lot of like their side games, like their axe throwing and their knives throwing. And I don't know why, but they have ninja stars. Maybe they were. Existed.
There's a
whatever.
Japanese
I'll throw anything.
People during the Renaissance, in theory.
Yeah, I'll throw anything as long as
I don't think Japan was invented in 1872. You know, like.
It's true. Could have made their way.
So there's a lot of blade throwing at this thing. You're saying. Now
archery.
Okay,
jousting,
I know.
Which is Maryland's sport. Maryland's the state of Maryland.
I thought they did crab cakes and football.
Also jousting.
Bad reference.
No.
I know you have a girl at home. So we won't really get into this. And, like, first and foremost, he loves you, baby. He loves you. But, like, what is the bodice situation there? Like, are there a lot of chicks with,
there's
like,
a lot
big
of,
ones? With like
yes. There's a lot of stuff hanging out.
But there's a lot of stuff, like,
it's
elsewhere.
Overflowing.
They're, like, sexual icebergs. Is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah, it looks
just,
pretty good because they got the corsets on and stuff like that.
But a lot is doing... underneath the waterline.
A lot of stuff's folding around.
That's about what I picture. So it'd be like the best BJ party on Earth.
Of course, yes.
Like if everyone's on their knees, yeah. Like all that's giving it away is like a chubby forearm. And you're like, put some ruffles on it.
But it's not too bad. There's definitely some few lookers there. There's a bunch of dudes that are like super jacked that just
walk the look
shirtless and
nice.
It's like, oh, that's great.
Oh God. Yeah. This has to be like their nerd
like,
homecoming party.
I'm like, I know exactly what you're doing, man. Get
just
out of here.
Just rubbing your abs
like,
and everything.
Like, they couldn't care less about this. And they're like, I just know I'm ripped and I'm allowed to not have my shirt in here.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
That's how I feel about him.
God.
Like,
no,
hey,
that's
get out
hilarious.
Here, man. I'm trying to talk to these chicks. And like, a dude just comes by that's just chiseled and he's wearing like dragon armor or something. What am I supposed to do?
Chiseled nerds annoy me.
Yeah.
You can't, if you're going to work the nerd angle, don't bring a good physique to it. Make excuses for your physique. That's when I can side with you. If, I mean, yeah, I don't want to see Chris.
I'm trying to get that.
Oh, the chiseled nerd?
Why not?
I don't know, man.
It's better for the acting. It makes it a lot easier. But... it's over the years, it's gotten a little less rowdy. It is, well, no, you can drink there, but they used to give away free beer, which was awesome. If you were really good at the games, which is why
I
became, really good at axe throwing.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of rednecks walking around like, I'm Cletus.
Oh, no, it
gets
crazy at the end. Like when they're closing down, it's just a bunch of drunken nerds dancing around to Celtic music. It's kind of fun, but it's also a little like,
this is one of those things where I'd be judgmental
people.
Until, like, a single one of them starts scoring with a girl that I find hot.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, no, never mind. He figured it all out. He figured out we're in the Matrix, and now he can catch bullets, and I'm just sitting here getting shot still.
Just losing teeth trying to eat your turkey leg.
Well, sir, shall we? Was there something else you wanted to bring up, or should I cue the Surf Rider?
No, go ahead.
Okay, because I've been sitting
thank
on a
you guys.
Horrific coffee piss for, like, the better part of 45 minutes. Well, folks, I am so happy that you made it to the end of Papa's Basement. Means a lot.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, all that jazz. I'm John Papa Giorgio. If you want to tweet me, it's at Papa's Basement on Twitter. You can email inpapasbasement@gmail.com if you ever want to sponsor the show in any way, shape, or form.
Astroglide, hint, hint.
Yeah, I'll take a crate of that. No, I'm like a kid buying porn with that. Like, I'll just accidentally go to a store that sells it with a friend, and I'm like, well, we're here.
Self-checkout.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the car, and you can buy yourself some wine coolers if you want on top of the Astroglide to make the embarrassment worth it, but I'm going, and here's the $15. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement if you want to interact with us there, where I post silly pictures and links to the site. And the site, again, in papasbasement.com, has all the episodes we've ever done, as well as my writing. Pedro, maybe. Plug your crap, sir.
At Pete, maybe. Maybe not on Tumblr.
And that is so much
just
maybe.
All around. Yep. There's a lot of maybe, baby.
And you can, of course, watch him. I don't think we have like a separate Periscope channel. I'm sure if you just go to Periscope and then you look up Papa's Basement, we're there. You can see Pete with his dreamy Latino eyes. It's worth the effort. Oh my God, I just figured out how you look exactly like. You're like a
George
male.
Clooney.
No, you're a male Rose Byrne.
Oh, I love Rose Byrne.
Oh my God. Rose Byrne got a G.I. Jane
haircut. I wonder
if
she's really into herself, this could work out.
She
is so hot.
You need to tweet her and just be like, have you ever wanted sex with yourself? ... All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
Give it a shot.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.